This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Orange County, California Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Ferguson and wife and son enjoy a Mexican restaurant when the couple begins arguing. Ferguson has plenty of drinks during dinner, then heads home. The argument with wife Cheryl escalates. Ferguson says he tries to defuse the situation, pulling a gun from his ankle holster to put it on the coffee table, that it went off accidentally. Prosecutors don't buy his story.
Nancy, Cheryl Ferguson is fatally shot as her husband puts his gun on the table. The couple's 22-year-old son then tackles Jeffrey Ferguson to the ground, wrestling the gun away before calling 911 and starting CPR on his mother. Meanwhile, Judge Ferguson texts his clerk and bailiff, quote, "I lost it. I just shot my wife. I won't be in tomorrow. I will be in custody. I'm so sorry." Ferguson goes to trial on one count of felony murder, but the first jury cannot come to a unanimous decision. A second jury decides differently.
Former Judge Jeffrey Ferguson found guilty, now facing 40 years behind bars. Sam Patrick Groft uses his bicycle to get around L.A. and carry his chainsaw, which he allegedly uses to chop down trees in the middle of the night. At least two confirmed. One, 12 midnight, another 1:20 a.m., two more cut down in broad daylight, 2 p.m. and 3:40 p.m. Groff spotted on security footage wearing all black during his destructive rides, L.A. police charging him with felony vandalism. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Wisconsin, prosecutors have reduced a felony charge against former prison warden Randall Hepp to a misdemeanor as part of a plea agreement. Hepp was originally charged in June 2024 with misconduct in office after the deaths of two inmates, Cameron Williams and Donald Meyer, at Waupun Correctional Institution, the state's oldest maximum security prison. Hepp announced his retirement just days before those charges were filed. The felony misconduct charge carried a possible sentence of up to 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Under the new deal, Hepp faces a misdemeanor count of violating state county institution laws, punishable by a maximum of 30 days in jail and a $500,000 fine. Online court records show a plea agreement has now been filed. Hepp was also provided with a guilty plea questionnaire, confirming he is pleading guilty knowingly and voluntarily. A major church abuse investigation is now before New Jersey's highest court. As Crime Online's Sydney Sumner tells us, the Diocese of Camden is fighting to stop a state grand jury probe.
The New Jersey Supreme Court is hearing arguments as the Diocese of Camden tries to block a grand jury investigation into clergy sexual abuse. The state formed a task force after Pennsylvania's 2018 report exposed decades of abuse. New Jersey set up a hotline and received more than 550 reports, but so far, no specific allegations have been made public. The diocese argues grand juries are meant for public officials, not private church matters, and points to a 2002 agreement requiring churches to report abuse directly to prosecutors. Lower court sided with the diocese last year. Attorney General Matt Platkin appealed. This comes after New Jersey overhauled its child sex abuse laws and Catholic dioceses named over 180 priests credibly accused. In 2022, Camden agreed to an $87.5 million settlement with 300 abuse survivors, one of the largest in U.S. Catholic Church history. The state Supreme Court's decision could reshape how clergy abuse cases are handled in New Jersey.
A ruling could come later this year.
Thanks, John. Tamara and Iris Perez spotted by neighbors leaving their home, Houghton Lake, Michigan, heading toward the woods. A newer model white Jeep Cherokee seen on surveillance leaving the area same time as the sisters leave their home. Police say the sisters were taken from their residence. Tamara, 16, black female, 5'3", 120 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Iris, black female, black hair, brown eyes. A star tattoo on the left side of her neck. She's 5 feet, 140 pounds. Anyone with information concerning the whereabouts of Tamara and Iris Perez, please call Roscommon County Sheriff's 989-275-5101. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.